Great to be back in Egypt, ladies and gentlemen. Carbondale. The Athens of Egypt. If that's not a mixed metaphor, I don't know what is. Southern Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the eyes of the nation have been on Egypt, focusing upon what's been happening in Cairo. Not much, actually.
No.
So what do you know?
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. I'm Sarah Nix. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums with Jim Packard announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know, we're off to Carbondale, Illinois for a Saluki edition of All the News That Isn't, plus Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now, the man they call Honey at Mary Lou's, Michael Feldman.
What? What do you mean they call everybody Honey? Do they call you Honey?
They call me Honey, but they called you Honey several times.
Oh, they did, yeah. Okay. Carbondale. Carbondale. I love you guys. I love you. I do. I'm back, and I brought Clyde with me. Not Fraser. No, I didn't mean Clyde. No, not Fraser. Stubblefield, ladies and gentlemen. The other Clyde. The funky drummer is here. We couldn't afford Walt Frazier. Wearing his size 22 purple sneakers, and off he goes, sneaking on. So get out your dog tags. Salukis, you may be a winner. Fabulous careers in criminal justice. Kitchenettes in brush towers. We're talking Private Johns, ladies and gentlemen. It's gotten that good. Diversity, of course, here at SIU, students from every corner of Jackson County. And you got your Quattros, your Mary Lou's, of course, your free-ranging Saluki dogs. Like cows in India, the Salukis just roam here and you can't touch them or anything. They have control of the place, pretty much. Carbondale, just about as far as you can get from Chicago and still be in Illinois. Some say that's a good thing. Southern Illinois, of course, or Western Kentucky, take your pick. All right, just kidding there. Come on. The Madison of Illinois 13, we like to call it. You whip around that clover leaf a few times and you're in the Carbondale zone. Just this note was handed me. Coach Laurie has a couple of scholarships available. If anybody's interested, basketball experience helpful but not required. And the beautiful revamped arena that team is just rattling around in. Well, the season ticket sales, that was unfortunate, the promotion with the dropping the turkeys. That didn't quite work out. You don't use frozen turkeys for a turkey drop. Really did in the roof, I'll tell you that. But, you know, I don't worry about the Salukis. They will rebound, ladies and gentlemen. Not every time. They won't rebound every time, but they will rebound. Just stop issuing them BB guns and they'll settle right down, I think. Losing to Drake was just a freak thing. It was like ball lightning. It's a freak occurrence. It doesn't happen. Beautiful new Saluki Stadium, which if we can raise the $10 million from this Congress, will be known as Not Much Field, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to... The naming rights is what I'm talking about. SIU is on my daughter's short list of schools now because she's ready for college, the younger one. She's just got to be... She wanted to go south, you know. She's just got to be convinced that criminal justice is the way to go. She was thinking art, but you could combine the two easily, you know, and there's art and criminal justice. Not a lot of kids want to go into criminal justice, but it's a great way to meet a governor. or two. So we did get the promotional video, East of Human Resources, it was called. Northwest of Wham. What goes on in Wham, anyway? Does anyone actually know? Is that George? Huh? No, Wham, W-H-A-M. Wham? Oh, a local pronunciation. That's cool. So it's not the George Michael thing. And okay, all right, cool. Cool. So I thought it was like bath salt research or something. Turning coal into bath salts or some conversion. No. Okay, how many of you say Quigley and how many of you say northeast of Quigley? Let's see. Quigley? Northeast of Quigley. Okay, yeah, I just thought I'd take a poll. But. How many Woody and how many Boomer? Yeah, never mind. Well, I waited for the longest time at the Good Samaritan house, but nobody stopped. So I repaired to Rainbow's End there, waited for the pot of gold, and you know, that container. Ended up west of Neckar's. To Shryock. Beautiful Shryock, where I will do all of Garrison's material before he gets here. It's pretty easy. Kitty boutique, this, and, you know, whatever. Farm rat, bachelor, Norwegian farmer, you know. Pretty easy stuff to do. You know, Shryock actually used to be Shylock, but they changed it due to sensibilities. They had to change it. It was the Pound of Flesh players used to perform. Great to be back in Carbondale, and does the Saluki still run to Chicago? It does? Oh. And return? That's the important part. But I don't. What is with this Deer Lake thing? Is that a gated community or a penitentiary? There's big gates there, and it's deer. Have you heard of it? No, yeah. I don't know what it is. Upscale Marion looks like something like that. Still got the anti-war protests. I'm thinking. You know, back in the day, a lot of your outside agitators came from Madison, and ours came from Carbondale. So there is this. Symbiotic. In all the Carbondale and Egypt news that isn't, fuel prices and a fear they may be recorded are keeping the Illinois state troopers off the highway. So anything goes on the cloverleaf, kids. It's a class one felony to record an officer, so you can get 15 years, 30 if it gets a lot of hits on YouTube. So don't do it. Carbondale looking at making bath salts illegal. Can shower gel be far away? No more relaxing in a tub of Super Coke and laced with white lightning, I guess, but that's okay. Representative Shimkus building an ark on his land in Collinsville. Apparently he's had a change of ark. He's gathering two of every kind of Republican, which would be two when you think about it. Players are still treading water, but the casino is above water in Metropolis. And Perry White stayed at his slot the entire time. You want you to know that's staying power. Two Gorville men pretend arrested for synthetic pot. I don't get smoking incense. A sandalwood high would be really awful. 13-127 lane expansion is out. Too many people were escaping. Actually, they're just going to restore it to a cow path and call it a scenic drive. It's really, really the best way to go, I think. But when you think about it, there's only one letter between IDOT and idiot. I mean, what is it about Pinckneyville that makes you want to bypass it? I think you should go right into Pinckneyville and stop for a while. It's a very nice place. All right. Carbondale City Council rejects chickens and goats as pets but approves them for adoption. So you can actually, and then you get to claim them as on your taxes as a deduction. The big worry about the goats was all those milk duds would attract children, you know, and it would. The Illinois legislature passes a law forbidding governors from putting their names on anything but the license plates they're producing. just a stepping stone to the pen. I love, you know, Governor of Illinois, stepping stone to the pen. Carbondale gets 4G while still waiting on 3 and 2G. Some places you can't get 1G, actually. The Salukis are the most wired campus in the state, although it may not be cellular. Man seen driving like a Chester basketball coach. Okay, we're almost through with these. I'm not saying they're all gems. Jackson County putting a positive spin on negative equalization. You know, the guy who's proposing a dollar a pack cigarette tax increase is the same guy who's always bumming them from you. That's inevitable. Concealed carry passes with the provision you have to keep it in your pants. Just like Dad said, right?
Right.
Yes. After 50 years, Bob Butler running for Pharaoh of Marion. May as well. The pyramid is going to mean thousands of jobs, too. That's the beauty. None of them are paid, unfortunately. But alien abduction of campaign signs in St. Elmo. They believe aliens are abducting the campaign signs. So far, the candidates have escaped scrutiny. That's a good thing. In the Carbondale City Council race, Ritzel endorses Haynes. Fritzler sees through transparency. Haynes says community is key, while Swatos says locks are key. Frona Barger says it's all about partnering. Grant tells him to back off. Adams says digital, and Bradshaw hybrid, more at 10. I've been following this very closely, and I think I have it. The Olney City Council says enough with the squirrels already. In Springfield, Republicans push to slash funding for anything remotely benefiting people. If we cut people out, then we have some money. You know, they accused Wisconsin's governor of overreach, and yet Illinois' governor goes and abolishes death. Now people will be coming to Wisconsin to die, you know. That's, I don't know if we want that kind of traffic. New worries that the new Madrid fault could extend Missouri as far as flora and fauna. Fauna can't be far behind flora. And finally, Jimmy Hoffa discovered among the 48 kinds of mammals in the Shawnee. That's all the Carbondale and Egypt news that is, and thank you so much. It is great to be back. It's been too long, but you didn't ask us until recently. So we're great to be back and great to welcome as our first guest on the show, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Illinois, Sheila Simon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for the daffodils, but I'm allergic to them, unfortunately. But they're lovely.
So
I don't care. You know.
Well, good. They're from our yard.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Is everything else up now? What's up so far? Daffodils come first, right?
No, crocuses.
The crocuses, yeah, that's right. No, because I was telling you, we had a crocus come partway up and then retract.
Yeah.
And if your crocus is retracting, it's a bad spring.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is just to let you know that it's warm down here, and you can come and visit more than once every 10 or 12 years.
Okay. Thank you very much. And the last time I was down here, I got to meet your dad and talk with him, and it was one of the great experiences of my life.
It was really cool. My husband and I were sitting in the audience listening. It was great.
You were about this tall then. You were little Sheila at that time.
Yeah, right.
Sweet little Sheila,
yeah,
I remember.
Right, right.
Yeah. And that was such a wonderful experience. I was talking to people the other night. I was like, he is the type of man who doesn't exist anymore. You know, someone actually, can I say the word? Liberal.
Yes.
In the best sense of the word, the most positive and meaningful and smart and funny and all those things. And, you know, everything that he said was basically true.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice asset.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't see that much more in politics or anywhere.
Well, you know, it was nice in the course of the campaign going around the state and meeting people who knew Dad, and they would often say, I didn't agree with him all the time,
right.
but I appreciated his honesty.
Yeah.
And for an Illinois politician to hear that every day is a good thing.
And, you know, this whole thing about, you know, liberal became a dirty word at some point in our history, fairly recently, actually. It didn't used to be, because we are a liberal democracy, you know, which it seems to, which means we appreciated diversity of opinion and so forth. And you know, no one epitomized that more than Paul Simon, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And a belief that government can be a good thing for people and that government has an obligation to care for those who can't care for themselves.
Right. What a radical idea. Now, was it inevitable that you were going to follow in his footsteps into politics, or was there the resistance that sometimes you have?
I think there is the resistance that sometimes you have, I was teaching at the law school here at SIU before I...
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah. It's like five students who should be studying right now are here. Yeah. Yeah, so I was on the city council here and then teaching at the law school, and we had kind of... an odd primary result, and they needed someone to be on the ticket, and I volunteered.
Yeah. Well, did your dad ever... See, my dad was a CPA, and he wanted me to be a CPA. And I said, you know, Dad, you got to be kidding, you know.
Right,
he even gave me a little book, How to Be a CPA. Did your dad want you to go into politics? Did he ever advise you?
Our folks always encouraged us to be participating in the process, whether it's running for office or helping someone else. Mm-hmm. But when I ran for city council, he was really excited about it, and he typed out on his manual typewriter... a little list of suggestions for me.
Suggestions such as?
Such as, and you can kind of hear his voice, you know, have lots of coffees. They're a good way to meet people and not very expensive.
Any others that we can, that's useful to know, actually.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good one. And, you know, lots of door-to-door work. Real good, solid, practical advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you work in some of his campaigns?
Oh, all the time.
All the time? What did he make you do?
When I was a child, was the fastest person at stamping bulk rate on an envelope. Yeah. And now my daughters are really good at that kind of stuff.
They're good at bulk rate, too?
Yeah. We don't do the bulk rate anymore, but they can do yard signs.
Yeah.
And,
there's a gene for that, I guess, for the bulk rate. The bulk rate.
Exactly.
You can't do bulk rate anymore?
You know, a lot more stuff is mechanized.
Oh.
When I first ran for city council, though, we drew our own yard signs. It was very cool. We had the girls bring their friends over, and each one was included artwork and was signed by the artist.
Yeah. And, of course, your dad founded the school here at SIU.
That's maybe a bit of an exaggeration.
Well, it is called the Paul Simon School of...
There's a public policy institute. Yeah, so he founded a little part of a really big and wonderful school. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, who named it then? I mean,
Well, he was actually very... he didn't want to have it named the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute.
No, he didn't.
And it was just the Public Policy
Institute.
Because
Garfunkel would have objected.
Yeah, exactly. There's that old problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they actually only renamed it the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute after he passed. So.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was when we were down here. I guess he just assumed it was his. When we
talked. Yeah.
That might have been the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the goal of that institute, actually?
To promote participation in politics and to be more of what Dad always called it, a do tank rather than a think tank.
Mm-hmm.
So people would come in, discuss ideas, and actually lead to some positive outcomes rather than just talk about it.
I'm sort of curious. Maybe it's a hard question to answer. What do you think your dad would have thought of this Tea Party movement and so forth? They're participating.
Well, yeah.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What they're doing,
he would have disagreed with many of their fundamental ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the fundamentally different thing about that? Now, there used to be a form of active participation that wasn't necessarily so in trying to dismantle.
Right.
The government itself.
Right. Know, well, you know...
It's a little bit different.
It is a little different. And I think it's kind of disingenuous for Tea Party rallies, for anyone to use public roads or water systems on the way to get there.
To be consistent with the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is it as prevalent in Illinois as it is in Wisconsin? We certainly are.
There are certainly some parts of Illinois that have a strong Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's no Tea Party, I'll tell you, in Wisconsin.
I understand.
It's the Mad Hatter's Tea Party right now in
Wisconsin. You're not the only Wisconsin person to come and spend some time in Illinois.
I know. You're looking. And we're very grateful to Rockford, you know, for putting that. They're up at the water park, the clock tower and water park.
We're happy to shelter any of them. We're still sheltering some Indiana legislators.
Oh, are they here too? Yeah.
Yeah. And if there are other states where, you know, the progressives are trying to stave off, you're welcome to come to Illinois. It's a real growth industry for us.
The new Switzerland. The Switzerland of the Midwest, Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah, we are very grateful. Now, Lieutenant Governor, is that sort of like Vice President, like the warm pitcher of a pitcher of warm spit? is there
theoretically, like constitutionally, my only responsibility is to be ready to be governor, which is significant.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Does that take a lot of your day? You practice signing documents with a number of pens, or what exactly?
No, but I'm going to have to add that to the list.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
He never really has a pen, the governor. You notice that? Yeah. Gives them all away.
Yeah. No, but I take that responsibility seriously, and I try to learn as much as I can about state government so that I'm ready. And then that helps me help other folks in the state to know where they can go to for help and where they can go to with complaints and good ideas about Illinois government.
Do you run on the same ticket as the governor? Are you a duo?
Yes. We ran together in the general election, and from now on, the governor and lieutenant governor will run together as well in the primary.
Ah. You get along?
Yeah, we get along great. We knew each other for a long time before, and he didn't get along so well with our last governor.
Uh-huh. Hard to believe.
Yeah, and so he kind of appreciates my position and knows that we can work pretty well as a team. So we do a good job together.
Okay, so do you have an office at the state capitol? Is there?
I do. I have an office in Springfield. Mm-hmm. Everyone should visit.
Yeah.
And an office in Chicago. And because I'm from Carbondale, I said I'd love to have an office in Carbondale. So some folks in state government.
So you have three offices, but no job, really.
Stop it.
Do you need a fourth office, maybe, to handle some of the inquiries about what you do?
Yeah, but my office down here in Carbondale is at the Department of Transportation regional office, which you made fun of earlier. They're very nice folks.
No, they are.
And it's a really nice balance because in Springfield, the office is awesome in the way the word meant before our teenagers got a hold of it. And when I come to work in Carbondale, I walk in the employee entrance and it says, "Please clean your shoes." So it's a very nice balance.
Wash your hands before returning.
Right.
Most of your day is in Springfield?
I'm in Springfield when the legislature is in session to be a part of that. And,
okay. So you come in the office, what, about 9 in the morning?
I actually drive up there usually on Tuesdays and come back home on Thursday.
Okay, so you come in about 9 in the morning in the office, and then you sit down and... And then what do you do? What's the first order of business for the lieutenant governor?
I spend a lot of time meeting with legislators, and I also listen to folks both in my Carbondale office here and Chicago and Springfield who are concerned about particularly budgeting priorities and where they fall.
Yeah.
So I can be an effective voice for
the
everyone in the state.
Cigarette tax thing, where are you on that?
I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay. All right. So, and then is that what you try to do? Do you try to lobby for that or against that?
I can be a good conduit to the governor and work with everyone involved.
You're essentially a conduit for the governor. I'm trying to understand constitutionally.
Yeah, I'm sort of an extra set of eyes and ears for the governor. And I also chair a few commissions, the River Coordinating Councils, Rural Affairs Commission, Green Government Coordinating Council. And working on a lot of school issues. The governor said he'd like me to be his point person on education.
Excellent. But I did know there's a headline here in the Southern Illinoisian.
Stop it.
Simon opposes abolishing her office.
Yeah, how do you like that?
How do you feel about that? Was that a big decision for you? How to come down on that?
I have been careful to say that I'm kind of biased, and you probably ought to get a second opinion. But yeah, I think it's significant, and of course we have Exhibit A in office right now, the lieutenant governor who became governor when the governor was no longer able to serve, mm-hmm. And it's important to be able to have that continuity and someone who's ready to deal with all the issues. The other constitutional officers have some limitations of scope of what they do, but I can work with everyone on everything.
Because if they eliminated the lieutenant governor, who would be the conduit?
There you go. We would have a conduit shortage.
Well, then who would be actually next? If something happened to the governor, then who would be?
Next in line is Attorney General.
Attorney General?
We have a wonderful Attorney General, Lisa Madigan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But you're opposed to that, and it's not going to happen, is it? Is that a Republican thing? Or?
Yeah, it's a Republican thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not directed at you personally.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Okay. All right, so that's... Okay,
so
that's my
do you have a lieutenant governor?
We do, and she's actually worse than the governor. I mean, she, I'm not kidding you. I mean, this is between you and me and the wall here. But, I mean, the governor is somewhere to the east of Eden, you know, politically. And she is, you know.
No, I was actually talking.
She's
about...
She's like Bachman heavy, you know. There's maybe a Bachman light or something, but she's, you know, she's.
Oh no, she. I've met her and she's very nice.
I was actually talking about your show.
Ooh. What about your show?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a lieutenant broadcaster?
That's why no one wants to actually. There's this thing about recalling the governor, you know, but you got to get them both, or you're really. And it's a net loss, you know. She's like Evita, you know. She's just waiting in the wings. Don't cry for me, state of Wisconsin. Yeah. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the other side of the lieutenant governor question. But, you know, you can't, occasionally it'll be a Democrat. You know, one will be a Republican, one will be a Democrat.
Each state does it differently. Yeah. In Illinois, we run together, so you would replace a Democrat with a Democrat. Some states, they run separately, so you do have less than that in terms of continuity.
And then there's this other thing is performance-based funding for colleges. You're in favor of that?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that? Whose performance are we talking about?
We're talking about the colleges, the four-year universities and the community colleges, and just saying, you know, we award state funding, and let's be a little bit deliberative about on what basis we award it. We have, and this is not just Illinois, but nationwide, a challenge in making sure that we get enough folks graduating with four-year degrees, two-year degrees, one-year certificates from community colleges. We're doing a good job of getting people into the system, and our state education enrollment reflects who we are as a state, but when it comes to graduation, it's not too reflective. There are a lot of people who fall out of the pipeline, and so we need to work on making sure that we serve the students who are coming to their schools, and that when you walk in the door of a college or university, the odds are in your favor that you're going to walk out with that degree or credential.
So you favor retention?
I favor retention. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Retention is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's been demeaned for so many years, you know, to be called that.
To be held back. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of staying in school. As a former teacher, I think staying in school is a good thing. Getting your degree.
Yeah. So here's a story that says she was just elected to her post, lieutenant governor, and here she was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, offering to make one for everyone inside her modest Springfield apartment.
It was a smaller room than this one.
She's still just Sheila.
Yeah.
So that'd be a good thing to run on, actually.
Just Sheila.
Still just Sheila. You know, I mean, when you go for the gravy, obviously you're not going to stay in this job. There's nothing to it. You know. So when you go for the gravy, though, you know, still just Sheila.
Still just Sheila.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. You know,
something like that. I'll keep that in
down
mind.
Down to earth and, you know.
Yeah. Well, peanut butter and jelly is a fundamentally good thing.
It is a good thing.
I endorse it.
It's a good thing. Something good happens that day no matter what happens at the end of the night. Is that your operating philosophy?
You're talking about on Election Day. We have a family tradition of planting a tree on Election Day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's spring or fall, and
if you lose, you hack it down the next morning.
Oh, no. We've got some good trees all around, both from winners and losers. And yeah, it's a good thing, and it gives you something to do on election day when you really can't do anything else.
Yeah.
So it's either that or make a lot of chili and invite a lot of people over, and we do that too often.
Yeah. What do you think about the current political climate, not just in Illinois and Wisconsin, but nationally? It's certainly changed. Don't you think there's been a sea change?
There's a lot of changes, but having spent a lot of time in the state of Illinois, going all over, and there's polls, but then there's, you know, I have the added benefit of being able to talk directly with people all over the state. 102 counties, I was in each one of the 102 counties in the course of the campaign, and I think that although there are lots of challenges, people are fundamentally optimistic that they, particularly about what government can and should do. Governor Quinn and I ran on a promise to increase taxes, and we got elected because people understood that we need to pay for the services that we want, and we want to have a good education in the state of Illinois.
Yeah. It's hard to make that connection. Didn't get elected by much, though.
No, it was a squeaker. In fact, it wasn't even Tuesday night when we figured it out. It was closer to Thursday when we finally figured it out. Yeah. But I think that's significant in a Republican year.
There's probably a few votes in Benton Harbor there in Chicago.
we got a lot of support from people who appreciated our honesty, that we weren't trying to cover it over. We're saying, we're in a pickle. And we have to get out of it, and it's not going to be really easy to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think, to me, it's sort of the lack of cordiality between opponents that exists now. Because in Wisconsin, we always had Republicans and we always had Democrats, and they didn't maybe like each other, but they always talked, and they had to compromise, and that's how it worked. And now, at least where we are, it's a period of absolutely no compromise possible. You start without the ability to compromise, so how can you have any sort of, it's not an exercise in democracy at that point.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say in defense of what goes on in Illinois that Illinois Republican senators and representatives meet with me regularly in my office in Springfield, and we have good, positive conversations working on education issues in particular. So the public image and certainly the negative campaign ads contribute a whole lot to an ugly feeling about politics.
Do you have the robot calls and all that, and robocalls?
Don't like getting those, so I didn't record any.
You didn't?
They're kind of annoying.
Totally. But when the only calls you get, I sort of like can't get.
So you like junk mail at home just to get mail?
Yeah, get mail.
No, but I think the reality for us in Illinois, and it might not be the same everywhere else, is that we're still working together. It might not be the easiest thing to do, but we're doing it, and we're going to get the job done.
Yeah. It's a great pleasure to meet you. I met you before, but you're all big now, and
all
you're
big,
doing
yeah.
so good, and you're still Sheila.
Thanks, Michael. You're
love
still
that.
Just Sheila. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Lieutenant
you.
Governor.
All right.
Sheila Simon, ladies and gentlemen, of the great state of Illinois. It says here, Illinois Lieutenant Governor won't let lobbyists pick up her lunch tab, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. What about these guys in the band here? You know them. Our leader here, John Tooling on the piano, and stand-up guy on the bass there, Jeff Hammond. And the funky drummer, ladies and gentlemen, Clyde Stubblefield.
Once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm coming down the stairs. Here it comes. Oh, that was uneventful. Jeff Furlow here says, do you remember Bubba from the last time you were here? I was hoping we'd run into Bubba, the meat artist. Yes. What?
He's no longer at Arnold's. He's at Johnny Logan now. Yeah.
He didn't come, did he? I never met him.
No, I don't know if he's here, but I see him at work.
Same thing, meat artistry? Or?
No. He works as part of the maintenance crew at Johnny Logan College.
Yeah, Bubba. Hello, Bubba. Shout out to Bubba out there. He was a big part of the show last time. Robert Martin says, what do you look like? Because I've only ever heard your voice. Well, I hope I've answered that question for you. Where is Robert? Are you Robert?
No.
Robert? This is it, Robert. Sorry. If I had more time, I could have come up with something better. Okay? We cool? You can forget about it after a while. Let's go back to the voice. What's your name?
What? Oh, John Lind.
John?
Yeah.
How you doing these days, John?
Pretty good.
What are you up to?
Nothing much, just watching your show.
Listening. No, I don't mean right at this moment. I mean in general. You know.
What? Oh, well, I'm just in middle school, and I'm going to be going to the high school next year.
Oh, you are? Where are you now?
I'm in Carbondale Middle School.
And does that feed into Carbondale High School?
Yeah. It's not the same, really the same program, but it's pretty much related.
Preparing you for life in Carbondale High School.
Yeah.
What is your best thing that you do there?
Well,
subject wise.
Oh, well, I think I'm really good at English.
You are?
Yeah.
You speak it like a native.
Yeah. I would hope so. Yeah.
What are you gonna do with that? Are you gonna speak some job where there's speaking involved or?
Oh, well, actually, I'm more interested in stem cell research.
And, you are.
Yeah.
That's quite a leap from English to stem cell research.
Well, I'm just a good talker, and I think that overall that's a pretty good, very good for most jobs.
Yeah. So you're a big science guy, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you do science fairs and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Start doing a lot of science fairs things.
I might.
You know, scrape cells from inside your cheeks and grow them and stuff, and put a big just poster board around it and say, this is my cheek growing or something.
Maybe.
All right, thinking about it. Nice talking to you, though. Thank you. Very pleasure. A nice young man. You will go far. What do you look like? Chris Fears, who's on the main floor here, would like to ask George Ann in the balcony to stop throwing things at him. George Ann, stop throwing things over the balcony. Because you're actually not even hitting Chris. Where is Chris? We're getting some drift. Yeah, he's way over. There's no way you're going to hit him over here from the balconies. And whoever's below you there is really annoyed with you. So, thank you. Thanks, Chris, for pointing that out. Jane Swanson, Chair of Psychology Department. I am wearing a shirt that I bought last time the show came to Carbondale. Well, you hang on to your stuff, don't you? Oh, one of our shirts. I thought it was something fancy. Very nice.
Thank you.
Do you ever wash that, or it's? Oh, you haven't cleaned your drawers out lately. Okay, fine. It's one of those painting shirts that we call them. You know, put that on and paint a wall or something. Okay. Here, could you come to the Rat Hole Memorial Day pig roast and join the Satco search party? Anyone care to explain any part of that to me? Where is Gary Threw from Murfreesboro? Where is Gary? Can I get you to just step over here, Gary, and explain? Let's go through this word by word and see what I might be getting into here now. How are you?
Fine. Just real good.
Rat Hole Memorial Day Pig Roast.
The Rat Hole was a drinking establishment beneath the Hub Cafe about 19... Oh, way long ago.
Yeah.
And I was a bartender there, and so we've been having this Memorial Day pig roast for about 49 years now.
Really? Yes. Same pig every year? Or?
Yeah, we try to get her to come.
And still got the old style there, the old bartending rapport.
And Paul Satco... We determined where to search for Paul Satco at the pig roast. And Paul Satko lost his gas station in Richmond, Virginia, built an ark, and traveled across the United States, yes, to go to Alaska.
Was there an easier way of doing it than building an ark?
I don't think so. He had 9 children, and they traveled in the ark.
Well, that clears it right up, then, I got to say. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry to get through the rest of that, but thank you. It sounds like a great occasion. And if I can make it, I will.
Thank you.
But if I can, I won't. Sorry. So, sorry, I didn't have more time. Thank you, Jim, for that casual reminder that time. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, I guess is what that means. Before we can do it, we have to know who can and cannot participate. There you are. Yeah, come on, dear. Get you to stand up here. You can leave your purse. You don't have to worry about it. Okay? All good to go? Yes. And you are?
Marcia Cashin.
Marcia, do the honors, please.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. What about a star band for the average Joe?
Star band.
Star,
never mind.
Sorry.
That's right then.
Persons employed by the International House of Pancake, radio, or members' stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well, you can keep that. That's the least I can do. Thank you. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them out. There is a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being a fabulous. Look at this guy here. Yeah, I don't know what it is about you, but I've never seen it before. You have a je ne sais quoi that defines je ne sais quoi, in my opinion, my humble French opinion. How are you?
Good.
You are?
Jake Meinl.
Jake?
Yep.
From here, Jake?
Yes, from Alto Pass.
Alto Pass, the wine country up there.
Yep.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
So I can brag to my family.
Okay, you want to just brag and sit down now? Okay. Okay. Well, come on up here. Come on, Jake. That's your bottle of water. You're free to take that bottle of water with you or consume it here on the premises. Or while you're driving, even you can consume it. It's simply water. There, go ahead. How was that for you?
It's good water.
Thank you very much. Okay, Jake, and what do you do these days?
I am a hopeful grad student.
You are?
Yeah. What? Hoping to be a grad student at some point in time.
You're hoping to be one?
Yes.
Okay. In what field are we talking about?
Trying to get my MBA.
Okay, but is there a field involved? Or
Marketing.
Marketing is a good thing. What are you doing now? Are you in undergrad?
Yes, I'm taking some courses to try to get into the grad program.
Yeah. Is it hard to get into?
Yes. It's a very painful test you have to take to get into the grad program.
Oh, really? Are you sure it's for the right course?
I hope so.
They don't usually give that kind of testing for... Okay. All right, so that's good. And were you doing something else before you went back to school?
I had my own event planning business for a little while.
Oh, you did, yeah.
And I was terrible at it. And I'm like...
Really? You're a bad event planner. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's when I realized I have to go back to school.
Was it because you couldn't just plan things? Why did you think you could plan things?
It seemed easier at the time.
Yeah.
Because, you just have, the little calendar, and oh, yeah, I have this, and I have this meeting, and now I can plan that. And then it doesn't translate to event planning.
No, okay. You sorry you went that way, or?
Yeah, a little. Just a little.
You must have had some events that went well, though.
Couple
events, yeah, okay, I guess. Can't do a wedding planner, maybe you could have.
Yeah, I don't think I have the artistic style for wedding planning. Or the patients.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so better go off the way you're going. That's great. And you're here with family, you said?
Yes.
Who we got here with us?
Yes. There's my father, Jake, and my brother, Josh.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, good. All right. They're pretty proud of you right now up here. This is we play with someone who will call in.
Slow down there, Salukis. This is an encore performance of What Do You Know, so don't call now.
Okay, here's a qualifying question. We answer this to play along with Jake on this quiz. Superman and Metropolis are all well and good, but Chester, Illinois, is whose home? Please, now, I know you know. This is someone out there who's got to call in and give that same answer and make those same motions. We got Metropolis here, but the really big one is Chester, Illinois, home of a very famous, if fictional, individual. Ann's on the line from Northern Michigan. Ann, do you know who's famous Chester, Illinois?
You've got me. I thought it was Popeye, but I don't
know. Yes, it is!
It is.
Holy cow! Ann! How do you like that? Why did you think you were wrong, Ann? You were right.
Well, I've been to Chester many times. I grew up in Springfield, but I live in Michigan now.
Yeah. What brought you to Chester so often?
I don't know. I think there's a prison there.
Okay. We'll leave it at that, I guess. Ann, this is Jake.
Nice Hi, to meet
Jake.
You, Ann.
Jake, Ann, the two of you now are... What are you doing these days, Ann?
I am semi-retired
after
owning a restaurant for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. Out of the restaurant business. That must feel good.
Well,
actually,
I'm still in the restaurant business. I just don't work in it a lot.
Oh, what's your place called?
It's called The Feed Store. You've been there.
The Feed Store?
Yeah.
In northern Michigan?
No, in Springfield.
In Springfield. Oh, yeah. Cool. Excellent. Okay, well, the two of you work together, Ann and Jake, and here are the categories we have, Jim Packard.
Categories of current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Ann, you want to pick the first one?
How about science?
Science it is. A parasitic nematode on board a greater wax moth caterpillar, sensing they are about to be eaten by a bird, does what? Does he A, panic, B, take the nearest exit, or C, turn everything red so it looks bad to consume?
Jake, you're the planner. What do you think?
He's the ex-planner. Parasitic nematode on board a greater wax moth caterpillar. Seeing they're about to be eaten by a bird, panic, take the nearest exit.
I think I'd go for the exit.
Or turn everything red so it looks bad.
Well,
I think it would be turn red.
Yeah, that's sounding more like it.
Okay, we'll accept that.
Okay, good.
Turning red, yes.
Right.
Jim Packard.
One right and no wrong.
Thank you, Jim. And what's left there?
Current events, people, places, school, odds and ends.
Jake?
Let's go for current events.
Current events right on the news, yes. All right, the Illinois State Patrol says when gas hits $3.50, $4, or $4.50, they're staying in the clubhouse. They did mention a number. I'm not sure this is certain that they won't take to the roads, but the price of gas make them think twice about patrolling. Is it $3.50, $4, or $4.50?
Well, I don't know. Gas up here is about $3.50. I don't know what it is in southern Illinois.
You're lucky. Let me tell you.
$3.70-something?
Yeah. I think it's $4 because they said something like that similar before when gas was like $4.
Yeah. They threatened them. Not patrol. That's a big threat. Yeah. Ann?
I'll go along with you, Jake.
Yes, $4. They say $4. You're going to have to ask us to patrol. Apparently, I'm not sure.
Two right and no wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Ann?
People, places, school, odds and ends.
Ann?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Yes, it is. Carbondale is sometimes referred to as the town of plumbers, poets, or pie men.
Well, since I'm about 900 miles away or 800 miles away,
I've only been here for about a year and a half, so I'm not really sure.
But you're there.
The town of plumbers, poets, or piemen.
Do we know any poets from Carbondale?
Yeah. Well, there is the trans-poetic playground, people.
Everyone in the audience here is clapping and nodding, so... I'm leaning towards poets.
Let's do poets.
Poets, okay. Yes, but a plumber you could use, that's for sure. Not that you couldn't use a poet once in a while. Well, they won. That's what that means. Jim, couldn't they quit now and just be...
they could quit now and take a prize, or they can go on and try for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions from our three remaining categories correctly and win a treasure trove of prizes. However, if they miss either one of those, they'll be among the people who are looking in the Shawnee for Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, okay.
No, he's up in Michigan, remember?
Yeah.
I'm no quitter.
You're gonna
I'm for it. Might as well.
With time considerations, Jim, I think it's going to have to be a one-fer.
Okay.
So get it right, they win everything. Get it wrong, they lose it all.
And the categories are people, places, or school.
People, places, or school. Jake, for the entire
Let's go
thing.
With school.
School. Okay. All right. Was Southern Illinois under an ice sheet during the Wisconsin or the Illinoisian age? We have two major ages, ice ages around here, the Wisconsin and the Illinoisian.
Illinoisian?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I.
What are you leaning towards, Jake?
I'm leaning towards Wisconsin. I'm not.
Are you?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin.
Anyone leaning away from Wisconsin? Or?
Well,
I'm leaning away
at the moment myself.
Maybe it was that Illinoisian.
You think so?
That it could have been. Like
yeah, the one that pushed the Ozarks into Southern Illinois.
That was the one.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Is that what you think? You agree, Ann?
I agree.
That's it, Illinoisian. Last big under ice age for Southern Illinois. Wisconsin never got this far, actually. They stopped short.
And you can meet your routine fire starting needs with a half dozen bundles of oak, locust, and walnut woods culled from the Shawnee National Forest by chairmaker Rory Janos. Then slip your feet into a pair of comfy Freudian slippers from MyFavoriteToys.com and relax to the beautiful, airy vocal style and heartfelt lyrics on a solo CD by songwriter Will Maring, whose talents straddle the fence among bluegrass, folk, and country music. Jake, for you, you'll be treated to a soothing midday getaway with an acupuncture, stress treatment, and massage by Liz at Green Retreat, west of Carbondale, offering lodging and recreational choices in a rural setting. Then delve into Kay Rippelmeyer's new book, A Giant City State Park and the Civilian Conservation Corps, A History in Words and Pictures from Southern Illinois University Press, and enjoy a surprise from the Murfreesboro Apple Festival while you wet your whistle with a six-pack of Saluki Dunkel Dog Dark Amber Beer from Big Money Brewing in Murfreesboro. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Good planning on that.
Hey, this is Sarah Nix welcoming you back to an encore presentation of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, and Jim Packard announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know? We're back in the lovely Shryock Auditorium with music from Robert Bolin and Will Maring, a hands-on tour of the University Museum with Donna Bachman, and another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, once again, Michael Feldman.
Got a real treat for you. We've got Robert Bolin here joining us right now and Will Maring. And Robert, you're from Pocahontas, right? Is that where you hail from?
Pocahontas, Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah. And what's your connection to Southern Illinois here?
Well, I don't think I really ever had much of a connection to Southern Illinois.
How'd you end up here, around here?
Well, this young lady over here is from these parts.
Yeah.
And we started to rehearse. I was living in Nashville, Tennessee for quite a while, and it just got to be too much of a commute. You know,
so. So it's just for your benefit, basically.
Maybe for my benefit to come up here. And,
yeah. And, boy, you've played with everybody on the Monroe, the Osborne Brothers.
Quite a few of the country stars, as they're called, out of Nashville.
Yeah. Anybody you haven't played with?
I call them bus gigs.
Bus gig.
You get on the bus, and you go and you play, and you get back on. And
Still doing that?
Well, it's more van gigs now.
Yeah, the buses have gotten smaller.
The bus just got smaller, that's all?
Yeah, same.
Is that any kind of life?
Well, it's If you have a good collection of videos to play on the bus, it's not bad.
What are you going to start us off with here?
Okay. Will's going to sing one of her own compositions called Keeper of the Farm.
Sounds great.
Good girl, Sam.
Will Maring, Robert Bowling.
Up to me to care for this museum from another family. The tireless and faithful since the day fate spoke to me. I am the keeper of the farm. I am the keeper of the farm. I am the holder of its history. Strong arms. I am the keeper of the farm. I am the keeper of the farm. I am the keeper of the farm.
Wow, that was beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you. Thanks.
Where is this farm you're keeping?
It's a long story.
Yeah.
But I have the farm. I live in a farm now, a mm-hmm. farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Farms, I mean, the farm has reduced down to an acre.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do you grow on that acre?
I planted all kinds of lettuces and garlics and spices.
Yeah.
And
pretty much a lettuce farmer now. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Because you got to, when you scale down, you got to plant things that give you a lot of money for and take up little space.
Yeah.
You can't be planting.
So how does it feel to be with a guy who can sing as high as you can?
He can sing higher, actually.
He can?
Yeah, but don't.
He's up there, huh?
He can get up there.
That's kind of cool.
Bill Monroe lost his voice one time. I had to sing tenor. This was my second gig with Bill Monroe, and here I am trying to sing his part.
How'd that work out?
And they filmed it.
Did your face get all squinched up when you hit the high note?
I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
It was a powerful moment.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. What, you got another one for us? Or you...
Yeah. Robert writes tunes, too, and he writes beautiful instrumentals, so I'm going to back him up on an instrumental that he wrote, and it's on his CD. By the way, both those songs are on CDs, so...
Yeah, which CD is that now?
This one's on Robert's solo CD called Six String Soliloquy.
I'm glad you said that, because I couldn't.
It's hard to say in the morning. That was a tune called Maybell.
Whoa, I got goosebumps on that one. I can't lose these goosebumps. Goosebumps. Robert Boland, Will Mehring, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Wonderful. Whoa. These are permanent. I think these goosebumps are permanent. He gets a lot of that old silver tone, doesn't he? Oh, boy. And she's wonderful, and he's wonderful, and it's that was great. Loved it.
Yep.
My ear pad fell off again, Jim. That's how good it was. My ear pads fell. Oh, that was great. And yes, six-string soliloquy. There, I said it, and I'm glad. So that's the CD. Check that one out. Wonderful. Well, and, you know, one of the things about Southern Illinois, about SIU, they have a great teaching museum. And that's it's a wonderful facility. And we have the person sort of behind that right now, Dr. Donna Bachman from the SIU Museum. And she's brought some of the 60,000 artifacts with her. I'm not sure how many thousand we actually have here. But how are you? A teaching museum as opposed to a museum?
Well, we have many students involved in the museum. Yeah. So we teach them at the same time as we run the museum.
Yeah. And are they learning museum
Yes.
skills? If you want to be in a museum, what course do you take?
You take many courses.
Yes.
Exhibition design, education, care of collections, mm-hmm. goes on and on.
And then you get, and then. And is there, and then if you go on to graduates, can you go to graduate school in museum?
You can, yes. Stuff? There are a few graduate programs.
Yeah, and then what, you know, I mean, what kind of job would you get then?
Well, you could be a museum educator,
yeah.
work with the public, or you could be.
What if you don't want to work with the public, but you like museums?
You could be a curator.
A curator?
Yes.
That's cool. Oh, that's excellent. And this one's very special down here in Carbondale.
It is. It's as old as the university, and. It's the largest in the area, and we're very proud of it.
And it's both historical museum and contemporary. A lot of contemporary
yes.
events going on.
Yes, we have art, science, and history.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been here for
9 years.
No, for 9 years, yeah. And tell me, what did you bring with you? You have a pair of white gloves there, but I don't know if that's part of the exhibit or is it? We have to use white gloves.
We have to.
Should I use them? You got a pair for me? Oh, thank you. Is this like one-size-fits-all museum curator gloves? Okay. I'm not being tested for anything, am I?
No.
I had that done just a couple of years ago, and it was fine. Oh, and we're not using that, I don't think. A similar device, I might add. What is this here?
Well, it's either the world's largest corkscrew.
Looks like a corkscrew, yeah, huge.
But it isn't.
Yeah.
It's something else. It's called a sugar devil.
Sugar devil?
Hmm?
These were used during the Inquisition? Or what would you use a sugar devil for?
No, this is an actual device for breaking up big lumps of sugar.
Well, they got to be big lumps of sugar.
Very, very big lumps.
Yes.
So in 18th and 19th century America, when sugar came, it often came in a bulk.
Uh-huh.
And to.
So, you, would
it
you
up?
Get a barrel of sugar
yes.
or something?
Yeah.
And you got to break up your sugar, mm-hmm. and this is what they.
Right. You could also use it for fruit,
uh-huh.
Stirring things.
Wow. Do they have electric ones at a certain point? Or
I don't think it's necessary anymore.
The hand thing? Wow, cool. Okay. These are donated from people in the area? Or
yes.
Cool. This is scary, too.
Yes, it is.
Are these all scary devices that you brought here?
Mostly.
That mechanical contrivances, and this, I have no idea what you'd do with that.
That is to wean calves from their mother.
Wean in what sense?
So that they no longer go after their mother's milk.
Uh-huh. And does this go on the mother or on the calf?
On the calf.
All right. So.
So what happens is that the spikes.
So you would, like this?
Yes. And then the...
Mom!
and the mother...
Mom!
And the mother would say, get lost.
So this clamps around there, and
right.
So that probably wouldn't take long.
No.
For that to...
No.
occur to you that...
That's right. But in the meantime, the calf can still eat or...
Sure.
Graze and get water.
Yeah.
But
and listen to heavy metal.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Who had that, I'm wondering?
A local farmer.
Local farmer, yeah. Didn't need it anymore? Or they were weaned, I guess. Once they're weaned, you don't need it a second time.
My last object.
Last object. I thought we had 60,000 to go
through. Oh, well, I didn't bring them all.
Yeah. We have a braided rug.
Yes.
Yes.
But you have to determine what it's made out of.
It's made out of bubblegum wrappers.
Pretty close. It's made out of bunny bread wrappers.
Bunny bread. The famous bunny bread.
Bunny bread is a local...
Is it still produced?
Yes, it's still produced. Yeah. You can still buy it.
Wow.
And that was used in a farmhouse in the 1940s.
It's beautiful, actually. And that wrapper made a good, made for a
right?
good rug.
Right, it's great for scraping.
A lot of things produced there.
Your shoes.
Now, and then your contemporary sense of what's going on now, do you still have the Warhol?
No, it just came down.
It just came down, yeah. You had quite a nice collection. What was that?
The Warhol collection was a group of photographs that mm-hmm. Warhol took. He kind of took photographs the way other people take notes, mm-hmm. and it was real interesting to see how some of the photographs looked like the portraits that go for millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, he photographed them first, then he did Elizabeth Taylor, the famous one, and Marilyn,
yes.
and all that stuff. So were they Polaroids or not?
Yes, Polaroids and black and white prints.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So that's traveled on. Now, what's up? What's opening next?
We have a wonderful exhibit of some local artists, the Pachikara family, and it's a watercolorist, a photographer, and a person who does light shows.
Light shows in
yes.
what sense?
Well, she has projections, light projections.
Mm-hmm. Light projections, like lasers,
yes.
or
no, more like videos. That are projected
cool.
onto a screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So very talented family.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And do you have a lot of installation art, that sort of thing that you...
We don't have a lot, but we do have some.
Yeah.
Yes.
What have you got there?
Well, that's our primary
that's the
installation
one that,
right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. And what else goes on at the museum in terms of exhibits?
We have
and
lots of student
programs.
Exhibits.
Yeah.
We have a real exciting program now where we bring in high school students from the area and they look at contemporary art and then they have to go back to their classroom and kind of think about it and come up with their own variations. And that's been exciting.
You mean actually paint and
mm-hmm.
draw? And
mm-hmm.
yeah, well,
yeah,
my daughter would like that. Yeah. That'd be a challenge. She did do one thing that was she had to put together several schools of art into one painting, you know, so she
yes.
had this Dada-esque,
mm-hmm.
Picasso-esque,
right.
rock-looking thing,
right.
which is very scary.
And with these students...
It was totally terrifying.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah.
With these students, it was interesting because they would look at a two-dimensional piece and they would turn it into a three-dimensional piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very impressed.
See, that's funny. I do just the opposite with mine. I turn something three-dimensional into something one-dimensional. Actually.
I see.
Well, that's fascinating. And in terms of other performances and things that people can see, and I know I have a schedule here. This is the fall schedule, I think. This is not current, is it?
No, that's not current.
Okay, okay. The big exhibits coming up, upcoming.
I'm sure there are. I have only to think of them. We pretty much change our exhibits with each semester, mm-hmm. and so this summer we've got a wonderful exhibit of photography of grain elevators. By Dave Hammond. And,
that's his thing.
Yeah. Well, he does many things, but
yeah.
he did this whole series of grain elevators in southern Illinois.
Is there a big variety in grain
yes.
elevators?
The architecture of the South.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to picture a different kind of grain elevator. Are they...
You know, so much has to do with lighting, and he's got a couple
When
of,
you see the grain elevator.
When you see the grain elevator.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they said about, you know, Chagall. And all. It's when you see the thing. It's so important. You should do, I got a suggestion for you. You could do the bathtub grottos of southern Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if they have them here in Illinois, but...
They have some.
You know, it's a way of being religious and getting rid of the old tub at the same time. Usually the Mary... Mm-hmm. In the upturned bathtub and decorated mm-hmm. in there. You know, and so actually, someone did do a book on it. Someone curated something on that.
I'm sure we have shrines here.
Is there?
Yeah.
That's a suggestion for you. I'm not saying you have to do that. And there is a biennial, though. Is there a Carbondale biennial that goes on?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. With Carbondale Community Arts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that over with? Or
Coming up. We just finished one, and we'll be doing one in another year.
They say it's akin to the Whitneys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just second only probably to the Whitneys. Well, it's fabulous, and people can, and it's free.
Yes.
The marvelous thing about that. And there's a, you know, and what I like here too about is there is a, I checked out an undergraduate minor, just 18 hours. That's not bad. If you major in how many credits
you
for a major?
You can't major it here.
You can't?
No.
So you
we just
this?
Have the minor.
Yeah. Where's the nearest place you can take your minor and major?
Oh, probably St. Louis.
St. Louis? Is that where you came from? You came that?
No, I'm from Illinois.
You are from Illinois. Well, thank you very much for sharing this with us. It's a wonderful museum. You've got to come down here, SIU, check out the museum, see what's there, and watch out for some of this equipment, this farm equipment. So thank you very much, Donna. Donna Bachman from the SIU Museum here in Carbondale. Closure day. It's closure day. Let's go. How are you guys doing? Okay?
Yeah, good.
Everything good?
How are you doing?
Fine. Yeah. Clyde?
I want some lobster.
Clyde wants some lobster. You know, we go to Maine. Now here's Clyde Stubblefield. All right, he's on the road with us. We go all around the country and stuff, in Alaska, everywhere. And he always wants lobster, you know. But where does he want it? In Wyoming. We're in Laramie. He's got to have lobster. So we find something that, you know, was a lobster at one time, maybe. I don't know. We're in Maine. He won't go out for lunch at Clyde. Finally, we're in Maine. It's some place where actually they have lobster, and he won't leave his hotel room. He's in the hotel room with a bucket of wings. They've got a Long John Silver's here. I know, Clyde. Just relax, will you? What are you going to play?
You're going to dream.
You're going to dream. What do you know, trio?
One, two, three.
Even worse, and they'll come to you. Things are never bad. Hello, how you doing? Good to see you. Whoa, look at that. You got the whole Badger thing going on here.
You bet. All the way from Madison.
Yeah, you're from Madison?
Well, currently I live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Oh, you do? Good man. Let's show people your Bucky pride here. If you can't be a Saluki, you can be a Bucky, I always say. That's a good, they're both good things.
There you go. Yeah. Great schools, great athletic teams, usually.
Yeah. How did Bucky impress upon you somehow? As a youth, did you see Bucky? And
I was scared to death of Bucky as a youth because he's such a scary mascot. Yeah. And those big, tall creatures didn't go well with me. Yeah. But in college, Bucky showed me many, many things.
Well, we'll have to talk about that sometime. Very nice. And your name is?
John McGowan.
John, nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for dressing for it. Total Bucky. Pete Peterson says, is it true that you are hiding 14 Democrats on your What Do You Know bus? They're back home now, but, you know, my legislator actually had to go in through the bathroom window to get back in. It's true. We got back in the state capitol. They had to go in through the bathroom window. So things are great. That's what I'm trying to say. Becky Dust, is that right? From Effingham? Is that right? Becky? Yes, hi. Could you wish my good friend Kevin Parker happy birthday? All he wanted for his birthday were tickets to your show. Did you give them to him, or is he here? Oh, there he is. Okay, good. I thought that's all he wanted, but he didn't get them or something. Well, happy birthday. If I get over that way again, I'll say hello to you.
Okay. Congratulations.
Are you a forensic psychologist or a cytologist? I have no idea what you're talking about. Jerry? Yeah. Are you a forensic something? Okay, sorry, I can't get there. Yeah. How? How a forensic psychologist and a cytologist alike? This is a great joke at a convention, I bet. Of either a cytologist or a forensic psychologist. I don't know how. Okay, well, that's not even worth repeating. That's how bad that joke is. Do you believe in the Big Muddy Monster? Is there like a monster associated with the Big Muddy? Who knows about this? Mark Schloeman? Okay, well, then I got to go over there, I guess. This is getting out of hand. Everyone is over there, and I'm over here. No, I hadn't heard about this. It was like a sea monster or a type of thing? Come on down here if you would, Mark. Yeah.
It lives near the Big Muddy River, in a swamp. He's a, you know, a kind of an aural creature like you were talking about.
A what?
Well, you know, like he's...
Aural?
Amorphous, you know, he's this image.
Well, what shape is he then?
He's large.
Yeah.
And he's shaggy, and he's got mud all hanging off of him and stuff, and he's got these big...
This is all documented, all this stuff.
Absolutely. It's a true story.
Just you.
They've got lots of people looking for him right now.
Right now, they are?
Absolutely.
Can you name one person that's actually out looking for...
Earl's out there.
Earl is out there looking for them. And is there any track or evidence, like they have footprints? Or
Oh, yes. There's considerable...
Droppings or anything?
You can read about it, you know, on the internet.
Yeah.
Wikipedia, any of that stuff.
Well, thanks. That was worth coming all this way. Just hear that. Right. Anyone know anything more about the Big Muddy Monster? Would you like to become an honorary tinkster? I'm not quite sure what's involved there. Maureen? Where are you? Tinkster? How does that work?
Well, when you're having a drink or two, and then somebody says something good, you tink.
Oh, is that all it is?
So we're the International Sisterhood of Tinksters.
Oh,
Local 5564.
Well, thank you very much. I think I could do that one. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, no, we do that in Wisconsin all the time. We didn't know we were doing it, though. Since we plan a trip to see what do you know about this time every year. Boy, that's an odd thing, Jerry. Would you please have a show in Florida? We're supposed to be in Jacksonville again, aren't we?
Yes.
I think so. Next year, I believe. Where is Jerry from? Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Hi, how are you? Why are you planning your life around me? I don't understand that. Isn't that? I mean, it's great having a fan and everything, but I don't even plan my life around me.
Well, it's just something we've started to do as a tradition, and it's like just what we do. I can talk my husband into going.
How did you start this tradition? I mean, did it start many years ago?
Many years ago, yeah, about 10.
An annual, what do you know, pilgrimage kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever actually encountered me before? Host?
Yeah, I did once.
Yeah.
I kind of ducked and shied away.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now that you see me face to face, how do you?
Good.
For a new pilgrimage, or are you thinking?
Yeah.
Maybe the Vatican in Rome next time, or.
Maybe. Well, I was thinking. I'm trying to talk to my husband and go to Florida, and I thought, if you plan a trip to Florida and you would have a program, it would be like.
Yeah. Jacksonville. We'll let you know when that happens.
Okay, great.
See you there, dear.
Okay.
She's a very nice stalker. Some stalkers, you know. Maybe. Elton McCrary from Louisville, Illinois. Or is it Louisville? Yes, I figured you're going to do something like that, too. What did you do before you became a professional smart aleck, and how do I apply? Where is Elton? Okay, Elton. Are you good at it, Elton? Come on down here, say something smart, Alky. Let's see if you're made for it or not. You got a whole row to get through here. That's a tough row to hoe. Being a smart aleck, so this is good preparation right off the bat. Have you done any radio or public speaking?
Never before.
No?
Nope.
Do you tend to say smart alecky things?
I really need my wife to inspire me.
Well, you can't really work as a team or what?
I just think about her often.
Yeah. So she'll say something and you'll come back. You can give me an instance maybe where you came back with something that she's from.
I probably shouldn't.
Anything that we can use on the air, I mean?
Probably not.
Well, this may not be the avenue for you then, I'm thinking. Do you have any other jobs? You're a machinist.
Yeah, I stick with my day job.
You might want to stick with a machinist because you always have that. Yeah. Smart aleck stuff comes and goes.
Yeah, it just spotty.
Obviously, judging. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, though, Al. Oh, yeah. I should have gone into machining is what I should have done. Someone asked me here if I'm a Saluki fan, sports, school, or dog breed. And I got to say, you know, in doing some of the research for the show, I actually fell in love with a Saluki. I don't even know who she is. I've never felt this way about a dog. Those are really beautiful dogs. Oh, my God. You know, they're the Egyptian royal dog. But they're a very attractive dog. I'm a little embarrassed even to feel this way about it. I mean, I have a lab, and he's a handsome fellow. I always tell him that, and, you know, it's fine. And I have a puggle that's kind of funny looking, but, you know, that's to be expected. But, you know, this Saluki leaves him in the dust, I'll tell you. Do a lot of people have Salukis down here, actually? No, they're still rare, huh? Because they're not, the climate is not good for them, or what?
They're hard dogs to take care of, and they're a little crazy.
They're crazy? Like, how so?
They're totally manic. Like, you can't get them to sit down. They're nut dogs. They're just,
so you can't tell them anything?
Oh, you can tell them. They might not listen, though.
See, it's the same thing. Anything good-looking like that. You can't tell them a thing. They're not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
There must be a few around. There's a mascot, right?
I think SIU has a couple.
Yeah. I think they would. Pretty much. You got to back up that Saluki with something, you know, a dog or something. And the actual physical mascot of the college, is it a guy in a Saluki outfit? That doesn't work, does it? What? There's two dogs, but I mean, is there a mascot, like a guy wearing a Saluki suit?
There's a gray one and there's a brown one, yeah.
A gray one and a brown one? What, home and away, or what? A home Saluki and an away Saluki?
I think the brown one's supposed to be like a puppy or something, yeah. So it's the gray manly one and the puppy brown one.
I really got to see that, son. We should have had them on here. That would have been a good thing. John Rimbold, Carbondale, audiologist. Is it odd that I have a daughter named Nora, a daughter in Madison, and two puggles? Is it odd? I don't know. I mean, coincidental? Odd? John? Yeah? Hi, how are you? Yeah. Are you implying that we're the same person, perhaps?
I was listening a couple weeks ago. You said you had a puggle.
I have a puggle.
We have grand puggles.
What is a grand? Like a big puggle?
Well, we have no grandchildren, but our daughters each have puggles.
Oh, I see. I thought it was like a really big puggle, which kind of defeat the purpose of having a puggle.
Right. One's quite large, yeah, and quite crazy.
We could be the same person. Is your wife a physical therapist?
No, actually, she's a nurse.
You're a nurse. Close.
This is my mother.
Hi, how are you, dear? Nice to see you.
We'll be celebrating 100 years in July.
No kidding. Happy birthday. How are you? How are you?
Hi.
You're looking wonderful. And your name is?
Connie Reinbold.
Connie, very nice to meet you. What are you going to do for the 100th?
What do I do what?
What are you going to do for the 100th birthday?
I don't know. I guess the kids are having a party.
They're having a party? Yeah, you got to let them do what they want to do, you know. Bowling or something? An activity? Do you bowl?
With the Wii.
With the what?
With the Wii.
Oh, you bowl on the Wii.
Oh, yes. Right.
Your average is 280? Unbelievable. I love you. Well, happy birthday. We have something for you for your upcoming birthday. Jim, what do we have?
We have a What Do You Know 25th Anniversary baseball jersey. We've got the What Do You Know party game complete with the Michael Feldman bobblehead. And you can have coffee every morning with Michael with your very own What Do You Know mug. We hope you enjoy all of it.
All kinds of stuff you don't want for your birthday. Very nice to meet you. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. We're going to play another round of the quiz because you didn't get a chance the first time. And, you know, you probably won't get a chance this time, to be honest with you. But somebody deserves a chance. And all right, dear. Yes, you, dear. You know it's you. It's always been you. We're just now first recognizing it. All right, let's see. You come this way because they, yeah, okay, that's good. I forgot you could do that. That was very smart of you to know that. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
And you are?
Karen Devontier.
Karen, what do you do these days?
Well, I'm a Carbondale Middle School gifted teacher, and John is one of my students.
Oh, John, you've done a good job with John here.
Oh, he's wonderful. Yeah.
And then give me a good reason for playing the quiz.
Because I'm here, and we busted our butts to get here because we have three grandchildren, and we are just so excited to see the face that matches the wonderful voice.
Well, thank you. You didn't say wonderful face that matches the voice, but that's okay. Stand up. Come on up here. Come on up. Come on up here. Join us. You're in beautiful Carbondale. Got to reassemble this. You just do gifted?
Yeah, but for years I was a third grade teacher, which is actually harder.
It is?
Yes.
Well, they're all gifted in third grade, aren't they? Around fourth grade, they start to lose it, I think.
In their own way. In their own way.
Yeah. All right. And okay.
You having trouble?
No, I am. A little
John,
problem.
You want to help him?
My pads are, they always give me these things that falls apart.
Give you the wrong
headphones. A wonderful thing. And microphones that don't work. Otherwise, I'm fine. There.
Good. I'm glad you're fine.
Did Garrison has this kind of problem? I don't think so. There would be people rushing out here from every side of the stage. With things on a platter. Okay. I'm sorry. I've forgotten your name already, dear.
How is that possible?
It's been that long.
Oh, Karen.
Karen, yes, of course. Karen.
Yes, Devontier.
I won't spell that. That's okay.
That's okay.
As long as you know what it is, that's the important
thing. Well, I try.
Yeah. And so now in middle school, do you have a subject area or you teach a variety of subjects?
It's a cross-curriculum.
Cross-curriculum?
Right now, we just, as John could attest, we just got through reading The Scarlet Letter.
Really?
Yes.
And did some of the kids wear little A's around? And
we promoted it by saying, I said, this is a great classic because when you start talking about Nathaniel Hawthorne, it's you get a lot of groans. I said, there is life beyond, what is that vampire series the kids love?
Oh, yeah, Twilight.
Yeah. System. Yeah. So I said, this is about adultery, sex, and lying. Uh-huh. And that really set the tone. And they.
What a good middle school.
You have
My
to.
Middle school was nothing like that.
Well, you come and see us. We do good things at Carbondale Middle School.
Yeah. Give me a C. Wow, that's pretty advanced.
Oh, they all are. They are. They're exceptional.
And you can show the movie then, too, with what's her name?
Well, there are many, you know. We went to see
the
play.
No, I mean the new one with what's her name. The latest one.
Which one is that?
You know, who is in that? Demi Moore.
Ah, well, we went to see the play.
She had like A through Z, actually. Demi Moore. Made for a longer movie.
We went to the play. It was much more
Yes, so that's a good thing.
Interesting.
Oh, excellent. In your training, were you trained in a particular area?
Cross-curriculum. I took gifted classes, so I have that to be able to teach them. Actually, I consider myself more of a facilitator as opposed to a teacher because I set the...
Does that pay more?
No, it's just a good way of saying that my kids are that bright that I
they teach themselves.
So
you just let them go and just close the door and go in the lounge.
I set the stage and hopefully, and usually they take it and go.
Yeah, no, that's just
they're wonderful kids.
I taught too for a while, you know.
That's what I've heard.
But I considered myself a not a facilitator exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I wanted to be on TV and radio, so maybe we should switch.
Okay, and then we can switch families all together with the gentleman back there who has all my family characteristics.
Oh, good. So,
yeah, this could work out for everybody.
Okay.
Karen, someone out there plays along with you.
Slow down there, Salukis. This is an encore performance of What Do You Know? So save your dime and your time.
All right, here's a question that you should have learned in school. I guess a little historical thing. But who threatened to trot whom down to Egypt? A very famous debate in American history. And one of the debaters said, the other one, I'm going to trot you down to Egypt, meaning southern Illinois. We want to know the answer to that. If you know, if you studied history, you probably came up. A pretty famous remark, actually. Let's go to the phones right now. Rebecca's on the line. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you.
Makanda, is that right?
No, that would be Makanda.
Makanda. That was my second attempt. Let me try that again. Makanda, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Where is Makanda, Rebecca?
It's kind of all over. It covers a couple counties.
Oh, it does. It's spread out, pretty much?
I'm a little bit north of Marion and south east of Carbondale.
Okay. That's cool. Rebecca, did you ever... here's the question. Who threatened to trot someone very famous down to Egypt in a debate that was actually a kind of a...
Douglas?
Oh, you're saying Douglas said that to Lincoln?
Yeah.
You're exactly right, Rebecca.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. 1858, debate in northern Illinois, actually. He said he was going to trot them down here and see how they liked them down here. Rebecca, this is Karen.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Karen.
She's cross-curriculum, so you're very lucky to have her.
Thank you.
She should know all these categories here.
Uh-oh.
What, Rebecca, what are you doing there in Makanda? What field are you in, or...
I actually work for SIU. I work for the Evaluation and Developmental Center,
ooh,
which is a part of the Rehabilitation Institute.
Fantastic. Sounds good. Okay, Rebecca, Karen, you are a team. We have various categories, don't we, Jim?
We do indeed, Michael, and they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Rebecca, you can pick the first category if you'd like.
How about science?
Science it is. Okay. All right. Do female chimps use sticks for dolls and males hit each other with them, or is this speciesism? I mean, do they actually do that, or is that just a stereotypical speciesism to say that?
I don't know, Rebecca. What do you think?
I would think they probably do.
Okay, I'll go with it. It sounds very male specific.
Thank you. On behalf of males, I'd like to say thank you. Yes, they do. Lincoln Park Zoo, they studied that in Chicago. And they, you know, well, back me up on that one, right?
That's right. One right, one and no wrong.
Okay, good. What's left there then?
Current events, people, places, school, odds and ends.
Karen?
I would say current events.
Current events, okay. All right, according to Priscilla Pimentel, before the Carbondale City Council, quote, what resembles milk duds? This came up earlier in the show, so if you're paying any attention at all.
Goat feces.
I'm sorry?
Goat feces.
Goat feces, very nicely
put. That's fine. Goat feces sounds good.
Yes. Okay, goat feces. Although they taste nothing like milk duds, they resemble them superficially.
Two right and no wrong.
Okay, very good. What's left there?
People, places, school, odds and ends.
Rebecca?
How about school?
School, okay. So we have something cross-cultural here. Yes. What mammal cannot be found in the Shawnee? The backstory is there are 48 kinds of mammals in the Shawnee. Name one kind you can't find in the Shawnee.
What do you think?
Wolf? No.
Yeah.
They don't know. Doesn't sound like it. A mammal you can't find in the Shawnee.
I don't think that would be. I mean, I think we've seen. I have no idea.
We have coyotes.
A whale.
No wolves.
A whale is a mammal.
Coyotes and no wolves.
That's true. We'll go with whale. That's
a whale is a mammal.
A whale.
It is. Right.
Best thing.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Jim.
Well, it's.
I need a ruling on this.
Trick answer. It's correct.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed in you, Jim. All right. Theoretically, they won the quiz then.
They have won the quiz, and they can stop here, go on
doesn't
and take
seem fair, though.
A prize.
Oh, come on.
Or they can go on try for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions correctly from our three remaining categories and win a treasure trove of prizes. If they miss either one of those, they'll be looking for Jimmy Hoffa and the big, muddy monster.
I don't care.
Would you like to go on for this? This is everything we have.
Okay, that's okay. You want to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We can do it.
Fantastic. A little encouragement. All right. It's a rare opportunity. We have both quizzes go all the way like
That's
this,
right.
Jim, but what's left there?
People, places, odds, and ends.
People, places, odds, and ends.
What do you think? Odds and ends, Rebecca?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, odds and ends. Let's just see there. Okay, there is a Terra Temple, but no Lois Lane. At what nearby newspaper?
What's the name of it?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, Lois, the Daily Planet was the
Daily Planet, yeah.
Wasn't it the
so
Daily Planet?
You're saying
Planet?
The Metropolis Daily Planet?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Good? Okay.
There's a Terra Temple. I looked up, but there's no Lois Lane newspaper. All right, so.
Four right, no wrong.
All right, this is it then, huh,
it
Jim?
Is, and okay. It comes down to people or places.
Or places.
You do it, Rebecca.
How about people?
People, these are kind of survey results. Okay, Southern Illinoisians who feel cool towards people from Chicago. There's one vote for 100%, but let's just see what we have here. We have A is 48.6%, B 69.9%, and 78.7% is C. This is a cool, meaning not violently opposed, but
so you're
certain
saying
coolness.
People in Southern Illinois feel this way.
Yes, who
right.
feel a certain coolness towards people from
see.
Chicago.
What do you think, Rebecca?
48.6, 69.9, 78.7.
What do you think, Rebecca?
Maybe B.
Two-thirds, 69.9?
Yeah.
A little heavy. Yeah.
You think that many people dislike them?
Let's take a little poll
outside
here.
Outside of Carbondale.
How many of you here feel a little cool towards people from Chicago? Applaud if you have to applaud. Not a huge number.
Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe about half?
I would say I would go in the middle.
Middle in terms of half? Like,
yeah, because I'm from Southern California, so
yeah.
I have, I think half.
How do you feel about Northern California?
UC Davis, we went there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we like that, too.
Well, can't go by that, then.
I don't know. I'll leave
so
it up
48.6?
I would say
that. About half
sure.
of
that.
Yes?
Sure.
Rebecca?
That sounds good.
Yes, 48.6 okay. are cool. 17.2% are warm. 34.2% feel absolutely nothing. Unbelievable. They've won it.
There we go.
They have indeed. And Rebecca, your prize package begins with a generous certificate from Roberta Elliott, creator of beautiful decorative blacksmithing at the Velvet Hammer Limited. Then explore the entire Illinois waterway in the book A River Through Illinois by Daniel Overturf and Gary Marks. Listen to the dulcet sounds of a national finger-picking and flat-picking guitar contest winner on a solo CD by Robert Boland. And celebrate damn good food with a long-sleeve T-shirt from Harborough's Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch with a twist on the Strip in downtown Carbondale. Karen, you'll begin your victory celebration with wine from George and Jane at the Pomona Winery, makers of the award-winning strawberry dessert wine. Take the kids to party down at the farm, including an hour of pony rides at Green Retreat. Feast on a taste of Cape Girardeau with a cheesecake sampler from My Daddy's Cheesecake, aromatic coffee from Broadway Books and Roasting Company, a book on Mississippi River Tales, plus a T-shirt and coffee mug, all from the Cape Girardeau Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hope you enjoy all of that.
Hang on, Rebecca. Make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Salukis. Thanks for having us again. Great to be back. Thanks for being so kind to us.